My name is Mike Holmes. I spent the first 10 years of my life here on Swan's Island. My father's Robert W. Holmes, and my mother was Velma Morse. They both born and grew up right here, married here. My father loved this island more than anything, and he always wanted to come back, and my mother, too. So we came back every summer. This is where we spent our vacation. I remember the parades. The veterans used to dress up in their uniforms. They marched down, I'd call it Main Street, Main Street, past the store and Leiter and Tom Hagen's house. And then we used to have games. One particular 4th of July, they had games for money. If you won, whatever you won, you got paid for it. You got money. And I won almost everything. We had a bike race. And I borrowed Wesley's Staples bike. We started in front of the store. And the only competition I had was Alan Clark. And he had his bike, and we raced, and we started off. And Alan and I were pretty neck and neck. There was a line drawn in the street, and we were supposed to race to that line and then turn around. Well, I was a little bit ahead of Alan. I went to cross the line like I was supposed to, and Alan stopped about probably 25 feet before the line. He turned around. In order for me to catch him, I had to do a lot of paddling, and I did. And when we crossed the finish line, we were tied. But that's what I remember about that, is that we tied. I caught up with him, and we tied going across the finish line. But we used to have potato sack races and potato races with a spoon. You carry a potato to different spots, pick it up, carry it again. And then, oh, the pie-eating contest. That was blueberry pies, and it was everywhere. That was a lot of fun. And then the night before the 4th was a good time. That was prank night, and you could expect to see about anything that night. There'd be outhouses moved, and someone's outhouse would show up on somebody else's front lawn, and the boats were taken from the wharfs, put up in the lily pond, and just pranks. But they were nasty pranks. They didn't really cause a lot of damage. It was fun. I wouldn't trade my time on Swan's Island for anything, because I've been introduced to the city life, and I've spent most of my life away from the island. To come back would be just too much of a change. As much as I love Swan's Island, I can never come back. It's a different world. You have to be a special person to be able to live here year-round.